Every Friday, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us to look ahead at the Sunday talk shows that help set the news agenda for the coming week. Juan is a regular pundit on Fox News on Sunday mornings and a regular contributor to Day to Day. Welcome back, Juan.
Good to be with you, Alex. I'm stuffed.
I'll bet you are. I am, too. You know, may I tell the listeners that you and I had actually pre-recorded a version of this conversation in studio on Wednesday, knowing it would hold for today because there's never any news on Thanksgiving.
Well, aren't we a pair of turkeys, Alex? clearly the president had other plans in mind, secret plans, in fact, that took him to Baghdad.
What do you think about that visit?
Well, I think it was a lot of theater, obviously, but it was tremendous theater. I think that it's a little bit like Lincoln going out to the battlefield at the end of the Civil War, Roosevelt, of course, going out towards Europe in the midst of World War II. I think that there's a great sense of show by the president that he is connected to the war in Iraq and to all those who have been criticizing him for not paying attention to the dead coming back to these shores. This was an effort to say that he is fully connected and fully aware of all that's taking place. So I think it was pretty dramatic, and it certainly is going to send a strong message on the Thanksgiving weekend.
You mentioned that it was a political theater, that some will see it as that. It's also being called brave and bold, the right thing to do. I suspect that the Sunday talk shows and indeed the entire political debate for next week is going to be about which view will prevail.
Well, you know, I think that the people who have one view or another kind of have already made that judgment, Alex, and I don't think anyone's going to shift. It does stand out, though. I mean, there are certain moments now in this president's history that stand out when he stood at ground zero. If you think back to a few days, I think it was like September 14th, right after 9/11 had occurred, and there he is with the bullhorn saying, "I hear you," to the men who are digging, you know, trying to rescue people from ground zero. The second one I don't think is as fortunate for President Bush, which is when he landed on the USS Abraham Lincoln back on May 1st of this year and said, "Mission accomplished, that major combat's over, we're on our way in Iraq." And now this visit, as we see, you know, now there have been 180 U.S. forces killed in Iraq since that May 1st statement that major combat was over. So here's the president reconnecting, and I think it's another major statement for his presidency.
You know, as we're saying this, we're wrapping up a week of congressional work in which the president scored what looked like very significant victories. I'm thinking of the Medicare vote. Your guests on Sunday on Fox are Senator John McCain and Senator Joe Lieberman talking about what happened in the record of Congress this year, yeah?
Well, yeah. In fact, I think that's what all the Sunday shows are going to do this week, Alex. They're still trying to see if they could get Condi Rice, who accompanied the president's national security advisor, who accompanied the president to Iraq. But Rice went out this morning on most of the morning shows and gave, you know, the inside account of the trip. So I don't know if she's going to make a reprise for Sunday morning, because I think there would be a whole different kind of question, more substantive and less about the style. And I think the White House really wants to convey the style and the tenor of this trip as opposed to the substantive debate, ongoing debate about Iraq. So what you're going to see on the Sunday shows is like McCain, Senator McCain, discussing Medicare or why the energy bill went down. Really, McCain and a few other Republicans who are moderate Republicans submarined that energy bill, said it was really a boondoggle full of pork barrel and not worthy, and talking about how Medicare got through and the tensions that exist between Republicans and Democrats, because Republicans pretty much bulldozed the Democrats on the Medicare thing, didn't let them into the conference except for Democrats who agreed with them, and delayed the vote in the House so that they could twist arms to get the votes necessary to pass it. There's a lot of bad blood up there. So that's, I think, going to be the heart and soul of what you see on the Sunday shows.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Alex.